We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On the line on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have Louisiana State Representative John Stefanski. Representative Stefanski, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
We're really happy that you can join us. You know, we've been talking about this issue for a while now. Sports betting in the state of Louisiana. Can you give us an update as to where we're at in terms of legalizing sports betting in the state?
Absolutely. Yeah. So when we passed it in the 55 of the 64 parishes, which was on the ballot last fall, what we said is that it must pass in your parish. Then you also have to regulate it and tax it. And so we have two bills going right now. The Senate president has a bill in the Senate, which will regulate sports wagering. And then I have the bill that will tax and regulate and appropriate sports wagering. So both those have to pass. The president's bill is a just simple majority bill. Mine is actually a two-thirds majority bill because it'll be setting up a new tax, new appropriation. So that's where we stand right now. My bill is currently pending the House floor, getting ready for debate, which we will have that on Monday. And the Senate president just brought his in committee last week and is holding it there until mine comes across the aisle.
Now, John, what I thought was interesting, because you're trying to progress or understand for the public, what's the best interest for the public, that the bill will also essentially give Louisiana a lottery a mobile license and also allow local bars and restaurants to participate through a lottery kiosk. Is that correct or what? Explain that to the fans.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. That's probably the most complicated part of this piece. And early on, you know, talking with various people who are interested in this and really talking with leadership of both the House and the Senate, it is very important to them and to me that we allow some type of local aspect, some type of retail bar, restaurant. If they have the ability to be able to participate, they want to participate. And so trying to do that, what we've done is we're trying to get the Louisiana Lottery a license. And if we're lucky enough to pass the bill in its current form, Louisiana Lottery will have a license and they will be granted exclusive rights to retail, which means that if you own a bar, if you own a restaurant, you will have the opportunity to have one of these kiosks, as we call them, which is basically a mobile sports wagering device where you can put money in, place a wager, and get a ticket, kind of similar to what you see at some casinos. So,
right.
You know, I think it's important. I do, because, look, there's some places where you're not going to have a casino that's close. And while we are pushing for full mobile, which is the ability to be able to play on your phone, not every person is going to want to do that. Some people, your casual fan, may just want to go sit and watch the game at the local bar or restaurant and say, hey, well, I mean, the Saints are playing tonight. Look, I like the line we're given. I'm going to go put a $100 bill in the machine and place my bet. And I think it's important for our restaurants and our locals that at least we provide that opportunity. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe not everyone participates. But I think that is an important part of this.
Yeah, to get that opportunity if you want to be in that number. Now, you know, John, what about the sports betting to make it smoother than daily fantasy? Because I look at, you know, some constituents, they confuse why sports betting in Louisiana has not already launched after they voted to approve it. But then, you know, many voters also approved daily fantasy sports. You got to go back to 2018. But look, the sports betting process, we need it to be smoother because some people don't understand fantasy sports. They understand sports betting. Isn't that, to me, a lot, if you understand something, that it's almost common sense that you'd be able to promote that?
No, absolutely. And look, what's very frustrating, I was one of the ones that passed fantasy sports last year. So I actually passed that tax on that one last year. And we still have not seen fantasy sports go live, which is extremely frustrating, not only for the citizens, but for people like me who fought hard to make sure it became a reality. And really what happens is you get bogged down in the rulemaking process, which is governed by the Gaming Control Board. So any form of gaming in Louisiana, the Gaming Control Board governs that. And their rulemaking process took a tremendous amount of time. Now, I expect fantasy sports to be live on your phone probably this month, if it's not already right now. With sports betting, okay. Speaking with the Senate, yeah, the Senate president and I are very aware of that, and he actually has it written in his bill that they're going to adopt emergency rules to get this done as quickly as possible. So I expect the timeline to be shorter, but look, there is an element of, you know, even though the people have passed it and we're going to do our part, we got to make sure this is as safe as possible, that it's as you know, all on the up and up, because we are dealing with a new form of gaming here and people are putting their money into it. So you do have to have a lot of checks and balances to make sure that everything is regulated and everything's accurate, because the last thing we would want is somebody to go place a bet and then all of a sudden say, well, I got screwed out of that and it didn't work out for me because the odds got switched at the last minute. So the way we make sure that doesn't happen is good regulation.
Now, you know, John, with that being said, you know, you always want support and the politics involved. I was interested to see when he had a quote. Anytime the Senate president puts his name on a bill, it pretty much tells you it's important to him. Explain that to the fans.
Yeah, so, I mean, for just your casual viewer who doesn't follow politics a lot, so everybody in the House elects one person to lead them. That's called the Speaker of the House. All 39 members of the Senate elect one person to lead them. He's called the president of the Senate. And so you can imagine it takes a pretty popular person to get that position. And especially this year, we only get five bills. You can only file five bills this year. And the Senate president used one of his five to use it on sports betting. He's very passionate about it. He wants to make sure it passes. And what I meant by that statement is just that. When you take a guy like the Senate president and he dedicates one of his five bills to something, you know it's a priority, you know he's pushing for it, and you know he's going to do everything he can to make sure it becomes a reality in Louisiana.
Now, John, how do y'all come up with the figures? When I was looking, like, okay, $250,000 application fee and $500,000 license fee for 5 years, and the bill levies 10% tax on retail sports book bets, an 18% tax on the mobile wagers. How do y'all come up with that numbers? Because, you know, fans or the casual fan or the casual citizen will say, okay, well, where are the taxes? Where are the money? Where's the money going to?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the way we come up with a lot of those, especially the fees, are really looking at other states. So there's been several other states who have already passed this. We look at states like New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Tennessee. We look at all these other states, look at the structure they've kind of come up with, and then we try to take an aggregate of that. You know, you take the highs, okay. You take the lows, and you try to find the middle. And with the taxes, I kind of did the same thing. I looked around. I tried to get an average of what people were doing. And in our case in Louisiana, I did a 10% tax if you actually go into a casino or you go to one of these kiosks and place a bet. So we want to incentivize people going into our businesses. If you want to play on your phone, it's an 18% tax. But what's important for your listeners and anyone interested in this is the user doesn't pay these taxes, okay? This is based on the net gaming proceeds. So we calculate how much money these companies that are running this, these licensees, these casinos, and these online platforms make, and we tax their profits. So we're not taxing the user. It's not the money that you're getting off of these bets if you're lucky enough to be successful.
Talking with State Representative John Stefanski here on WWL Sports Talk. And Representative Stefanski, what's the bottom line for our listeners? Do you think this will be up and running by the time Saint season starts in 4 months, say?
Man, I hope, you know, but I got to be honest, and I try my best never to lie. And so I don't think it's going to happen that quick. Now, when we start getting towards November and December, yes, I think it could be a reality. I think by the tail end of football season, this could be a reality. And the pure fact is it just takes time to regulate everyone who's going to be interested in being involved in this. And it takes time to come up with these rules and public hearings and oversight. And we have all these things written into our law to, again, to go back to make sure that it's being regulated and it's accurate for the user. I'd love for it to be ready in August, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens as quickly as possible. But if we're just purely being realistic, I don't think that's being realistic. I think we're looking towards the end of football season where we can get this thing up and running, if we're lucky enough to pass, you know. And that goes on my next topic. If this is something that you're interested in and you want to be able to do this in Louisiana and you voted for it and this is important to you, you have to reach out to your legislators. You have to reach out to your senators and your reps and tell them, hey, pass this. Pass the Senate President's bill. Pass Representative Stefanski's bill. I want you voting on those because I don't want to wait any longer to be able to do this in Louisiana.
Louisiana State Representative John Stefanski, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the update. And we'll look forward to hopefully, you know, getting this up and running and getting the money flowing into in the state of Louisiana for this.
Well, and John, I agree with you. Like, people understand sports betting now, the day and age we live in. It passed pretty significantly, 55 out of 64 parishes. People of Louisiana want it. So we need to make sure it happens. I mean, the
absolutely.
Bottom
line,
yeah.
And the only way that happens, I'll say this, is you have to get engaged. People have to care about what's happening in their government, and they got to make sure that their legislator knows it. Because I'm telling you, I am a legislator, and if I don't get calls and messages, I mean, it directs your attention, the more attention that the constituents give you. So reach out to those guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on the show, and I'd love to talk to you all later once it becomes a reality, hopefully.
Thanks, John.
We appreciate you joining
Absolutely.
Us, Louisiana State Representative John Stefanski, with the update on sports betting. Hopefully we'll get that up and running by the end of the year. I'm Mark Menard, along with Bobby Hebert. Sports Talk rolls on after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.